The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Tony Curry along with Stuart Rome. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We do a show every single week with the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. He joins us right now. Stuart, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Oh man, I'm enjoying this little cold snap. You know, I don't like the real hot weather when it shows up. So this is a nice little surprise that we got. And
isn't it nice? I mean, we're doing this show on March 20th. It's about 45 degrees outside, and people are just freaking out. I'm like, it's gonna get warm, folks. Just chill out. I mean, if it's 45 in June, I'll take it, man. I mean, it gets stinking hot around here, but it's. I told you when we talked just a minute ago, it's a perfect spa day. You got a bunch of people getting spa treatments in the Woodhouse right now, and it's just cloudy. It's kind of nasty. It's cold. It's a good day to get rubbed down in it.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to be outside, obviously, unless you have your ski clothes on, but it is supposed to be freezing night. I think it's supposed to be 31 in Birmingham, which is pretty incredible for this time of year. But yeah, so it's not just today, but tomorrow, the next day, it'll be kind of chilly out. So make an appointment and come hang out by the fireplace in the relaxation room.
There you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We got some emails we'll get into. I mentioned my good friend, Dr. Josh Klapo. We still do the Curry and Klapo thing. We were on Fox 6. We actually mentioned you this morning on television. We hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I also
as long as it was good.
It's all good, brother. And I also mentioned you on my other television show on ABC 3340, The Starting Lineup. We spoke about you this morning as we taped our show for Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. So you're all over the place. You're in Tony Curry's world. I got my daughter a gift card for a manicure or a pedicure, whatever she wants to do. And then Dr. Josh was nice enough to get me a massage. And then knowing him, it's probably that that big daddy. It's probably the 2-hour jobber. And I was so I'm really not into the manicure thing. And I want my daughter to have a good time. And the ladies in there, we know them, the same lady's giving her a manicure every time she's gone. So she feels very comfortable with the young lady. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she's super nice. And so I was asking you, would it be possible if I could go get my massage while my daughter gets the manicure? What if the times don't match up? And what did you say?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, we have that great relaxation room. So if she finishes first, she can go hang out in there and have a cup of tea and hang out by the fireplace or whatever she wants to do. And, you know, if you finish first, then you can do the same thing. So there's always something going on, even if, you know, there's nothing wrong with being in the relaxation room. That's part of the experience. And you don't want to show up and just get the service and then run out the door.
So no, I said this before and people thought I was kidding. The last time I got what's that Mac Daddy? 160 minutes. What is the big dog I got?
The massage.
Yeah. The massage.
Yeah. There's a 2-hour. It's 110 minute, right?
Yeah. Something 110 like minutes. Yeah. It's close to 2 hours. And I got there. I think my massage was at 10. I got there at 9:15 because I don't like to be rushed. And I went straight to the relax room. And I went, when you walk in the relax room to the right, it's almost like a couch that you could lay down in.
Yep.
And I laid down in that thing and I closed the door because I didn't want to be bothered. I took my shoes off because I was butt naked underneath and I just want to let it all hang out, just be comfortable. And I told the lady, I'm going to be in that first room. I'll be right here. Wake me up when it's time to get my massage. She goes, great. And I took a nap for about 50 minutes. I was so relaxed. It was fantastic. And then when I left, I went right back in there and snoozed again for a little bit because I'm one of those cats that can pretty much fall asleep wherever I am. And it just turned into like a 4-hour day and it was fantastic. I felt so relaxed. It was great. I mean, it's tough to get back out there in this crazy world of ours and you're relaxed. You're having a wonderful day. You know, don't push it. Don't push
no.
it. I mean, if you got a couple hours and you want to go to rub down, I get it. But if you could really center your whole day around, you know, pampering yourself and taking care of yourself, you'd be amazed how much better you feel.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't cost any extra to hang out long and to come early. So you might as well do it. Right.
It really doesn't. We got March Madness going on right now. I thought maybe you'd throw some type of basketball thing out there, but then I thought, what kind of classic rock could he do with Madness? So you just did great 70s classic rock today. Give me the first song, and then we're going to jump into some emails and find out what's going on at the Woodhouse Day Spa. What you got?
This is, I haven't played this song on any show that we've done. This is Deep Purple, Woman from Tokyo.
My Woman from Tokyo. I love that. Machine Head, Highway Star. Great band, man. Who is it? Richie Blackmore, played guitar for Deep Purple for a long period of time. One of the greatest guitarists of all time. You never hear. He played with a band called Rainbow. I think he played with Roddy James Dio a couple times.
Yeah.
Just a hell of a great guitar player. Deep Purple, super way to get started. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Before we get into our emails, I wanted to mention this. I love this. Kate Hudson, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Her and her daughter, Rainey, she's six. That's spelled R-A-N-I. Evidently, she posted something on her social media for their first mother-daughter spa day. She decided from now on, we're going to have a spa day between us and make it a mother-daughter spa day and do something. She, of course, is in Athens, Greece. It's not the Woodhouse Day Spa, but it's Athens, Greece. So she decided to have a little spa. You know, these rich people live a little differently than we do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you can't get the same type of treatment at the Woodhouse Day Spa. So how often do you have, and I've had several emails about this, father-son thing, maybe a little weird, just because I don't think my son would go with me. I've had a friendship day with Dr. Josh. We actually had massages at the same time. I can only say I knew it was him because I could hear him grunting in there. He felt so good. I had to tell him to keep it down a little bit. He was like Anna Kournikova hitting tennis balls in there. But I mean, you probably do have a lot of mother daughter days, don't you?
Oh yeah. We have plenty of those. That's the most common, obviously, but, we do have, we have some father daughter day, kind of like you, you know, and of course more rare would be, father son day. We'd love to have that, but, it doesn't happen nearly as much as, especially, we get around Mother's Day and those kind of times. You can have a lot of mother daughters come in and, like Father's Day, you'll have some dad daughters, but yeah, I'd love to see an uptick of dad and son day. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally cool. And I mean, I'm telling you, and I've told my son, he's 20, he'll turn 21 this October, and he's like, and I was like, man, I'm telling you, I think people are afraid to go because they're afraid how much they're going to love it, and you know, once they go, they're going to, because I'm telling you, I wish I could go every month. I just don't have the time to do it. But I mean, every time I go, I always think to myself, why haven't I gone and done this more often? So please check it out, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. And a great website, too. Before we get into another song, tell me about your 6 for $5 deal, because I get emails on that every single week, and it's a deal that never expires. Talk about it a little bit.
That's right. It's a great deal. It's you basically pick whatever service you want from the menu, and you can pay for $5. We're going to give you $6 on your account, so you get a completely free service, which is a lot of money, as you know.
Yeah.
And they don't expire, like you said, and that they're very flexible because you can share them with friends. You can, gift a couple of them to somebody that you like. So it's definitely the most flexible package. And I think it's, typically our best deal that we have going.
All right. Let's get some emails. You want to, let's do one more song real quick, because we end up talking and then we forget about the music. Let's do another song real quick. And then we got a ton of emails to get into. What's your next band?
We're going to do a little Kansas, and we're going to do Carry On My Wayward Son.
Carry On My Wayward Son. That was actually one of those, I think you and I actually talked about, top 10 classic rock songs of all time.
Right.
Yeah, yep. which was kind of surprising to me, but it made it in there with the Zeppelins and the Freebirds and all that stuff. And you actually have a really good Zeppelin cut coming up here in a few songs. So great stuff. Yep. We're doing classic rock with the 70s. And obviously, I love that. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. June in Northport, Alabama. We always get a lot of Northport, Alabama folks. We love that. She wants to know, she just had a pacemaker installed a couple weeks ago, wants to know what she needs to do to prepare for a massage of the Woodhouse Day Spa if she just had a pacemaker put in. We've talked about this, certainly talk to your doctor first, but would there be any problems there?
This should not be, my standard line. Every time we talk about something like this is to make sure that you just check with your doctor first to get the go ahead. And we certainly want to know about it, but we shouldn't, it shouldn't cause any problems unless there's some medical issues that we don't know about and that the doctor, would alert us to. But yeah, just check with the doc and then we'll be fine with it.
All right. Tom in Inverness wants to know, before, my masseuse gives me a massage, do they do hand exercises? That's a great question because I know whenever I've given my girlfriend or my ex or whoever the woman I'm with at the time and I give them a back rub, and it's usually I'll give you one if you give me one. It's about 10 minutes in, man. My hands are sore. I mean, if you're doing it right, and I just can't imagine, because these people do this for a living. They'll go for 2 hours, and I'm assuming they don't cramp up. They don't have any problems. So how do massage therapists, what do they do to prepare their bodies for a massage?
Yeah, they train, they're licensed, so they go to school for this. And part of that training, obviously, is how to take care of your body so that you can make a long career out of it. So, they take care of the hands. They use certain techniques that we probably don't really know about that take some of the pressure off of the hands. Maybe using more of the palms of the hands on occasion as opposed to just the fingertips and the thumb. They're in the back all the time, and they're putting this different bombs on, not so much Bengay, but we use like yoga balm and these kind of things, willow balm, same thing that we use in some of our treatments. And they'll rub them on the hands, and that really helps them out too, because the products are great. And we wouldn't use them in the services if they weren't fantastic. So they use the same products on themselves that we use in the services.
What, those little, all I can think about is those things in the gym, those little bicycle handle things where you stretch your hands, do they use stuff like that? Or do they?
I'll see them in the back, just sitting there when they like lunch break or in between services, they'll be back there cranking on those things, And I'm sure they do that throughout their whole training. So, but they do, you do get to a point where you can go over your work yourself, which is why we limit, each massage therapist usually has a certain limit that we stick to on a daily basis and a certain number of hours that they'll do in, without taking a break. So we're very cognizant of that. And we have that in the system automatically, so nobody can get overbooked and overworked.
I wonder if there's a Guinness Book of World Records for the longest massage. I wonder if one person has done the longest massage.
There seems to be one for everything, longest booger, longest turd, everything,
Let me see real quick here. Longest massage, and see if we can find something real quick while we're doing this show. No, the world's longest, lady collapse is trying to break Guinness World Record for longest massage.
There you go. You see. So there must be one.
Trying to break it. She actually passed out. She collapsed. Nigerian masseuse, Joyce, I can't try his name, has fallen through attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the longest massage hours. She had done over 50 hours straight she collapsed. A viral video revealed how she fell while live streaming her efforts. She attempted to overthrow current longest massage world record holder, Alistair Gilpin, of Indonesia, who broke the record with 25 hours and 4 minutes.
Wow.
Last June, Guinness Book of World Record confirmed, that Hilda Bassey, better known as Hilda Backey, broke the record for the longest cooking marathon. I don't know why this is in here. She cooked for 93 hours and 11 minutes. I guess that was just something that they had to throw in there.
It sounds more like she would be the person that broke the massage record, Hilda,
Exactly. Right. So real quick, cause I know I'm going to get emailed. Do massage therapists get cramps?
Oh yeah. They'll cramp up, usually not so much in the massage itself, but usually after the fact, when the muscles relax a little bit after the massage, and we'll have them take a day off or so just to make sure that it doesn't become an issue, because you can get those kind of things. You can get like the carpal tunnel type stuff if you're not careful, and they know their bodies better than anybody else, just like we all do. And they know when it's too much overdone. And we encourage them to take this break because they have to. They want this for many years. And the worst thing that can happen is to get some kind of injury like that you can't do what you love, which is a bad thing.
There you go. Steven in Birmingham, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Steven says, I love the show. I listen to every single week. I listen to the TKR app. And of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we greatly appreciate that. Sometimes it's hard because we play music. We kind of do a hybrid show. It's unlike anything that I've heard on any podcast. And that's why we're so happy about it. He says he listens to all the wonderful things that are happening down in New Orleans, including, of course, Jazz Fest, to talk about the Mardi Gras, talk about New Year's Eve and everything else. He wants to know, what is there to do in New Orleans in summertime? What special events do you have in summertime in New Orleans?
Well, we have French Quarter Fest. It's a little bit before summer. And then there's White Linen Night. There's, I think, the Red Dress Run is in the summer.
What's White Linen Night? What's that?
It's downtown, a bunch of restaurants and galleries and all kind of stuff. You know, everybody wears white linen to all the restaurants. It's but the specials as all the galleries open longer.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cool time. And it's always in summer and it's hot as crap. But a good thing about New Orleans in the summer, if you can take the heat, is that usually the rates are a lot lower too at the hotels and things like that. So it's a great time to visit if you want to get in on some good deals.
And I would say, obviously Mardi Gras, there's nothing better. And there's so many times of the year where it's just fantastic down there in New Orleans. And we all know that we're only 4 or 5 hours away from Birmingham. And many of us from this area of the country have made the trip down there. But there's something to be said about going during a time when it's not all crazy, because you really get a chance to digest some of the nooks and crannies and some of the beautiful things of New Orleans that a lot of people don't really see because it's so stinking crowded sometimes. So, you know, when the streets are empty, it's kind of nice once in a while, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do right on the outskirts too. You don't have to just come in and hang out in the French Quarter the whole time. You can go visit some of the plantations. You can do like a swamp tour. So there's all kind of stuff you can get involved in. If you have enough time to do it.
There you go.
And, like I said, you'll probably get some much better rates too. So that's good.
All right. I want to get into your website because I love it. I'm a dude. I don't like websites. Things have popping up on me every 3 and 4 minutes. It's insane. Your site is fantastic. It's easy to navigate. You can find your stuff really easy. And of course you can do gift cards and everything right there on the website. The cards come out like they look really good authentically. And of course you can have this sent directly to the person or have them emailed. I have them emailed to me and then I can make a copy of it or whatever I need to. And that's how you keep track. And of course, if you buy a gift card through the website, you don't even need to keep track of it. It's in your system, right? It's in so I don't need to come down there with a gift card and say, here, I print this off or whatever. All I got to do is if someone's got you something, you get the email, ticket in, and it's already in your system. You can just probably tell them your name and you'll have it in there, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we do like them to present the card just to make sure it's the right person, but, sure. if you lose the card or something, it's, you know, we always have a record of it. We either have it under the person who purchased the gift card, or if when they purchase it, they put you as the recipient, we'll also have it under your name. So there's all kinds of ways we can find it.
Good deal. Before we get into more emails, give me some Black Sabbath. What do you got from Ozzy Osbourne here on the show?
A little paranoid.
Get a little paranoid, Black Sabbath. I'm starting to get a little paranoid myself and thinking that we may never see Ozzy Osbourne again. I know that he is supposed to have played like 3 or 4 different shows. I know he's still alive because he chimes in. He chimed in the other day about Bob Dylan or something. I don't know. I couldn't understand a word he said, but anyway, I know he's still alive and I know he wants to get back on the road and do something live because that's where he feels like he belongs. But I don't. Do you think we'll ever see Ozzy Osbourne do a concert again?
On the photos and crap I've seen online, he doesn't look very good.
He looks like shit, man. I would expect him to look and feel like shit based on everything he's done. But again, you know, he's not like one of the greatest singers of all time. It doesn't take a lot for him to get up there and hit his notes and still put on a show. But if he would surround himself with just a killer band and just show up.
He could sit in a wheelchair or something.
Yeah, well, I think that would probably be enough. Great stuff. So far, a Deep Purple, Kansas, Black Sabbath, get some Zeppelin, and then you'll go off base a little bit here with a deep cut, which I like big time here. Johnny in Tuscaloosa, another New Orleans question, wants to know, has Stewart ever had his palms read, and what does he think about voodoo?
Ooh. Well, the only voodoo I really like is that voodoo beer that Abita puts out. Besides that, you know, I think it's fun. And actually, I have not I have not had a palm reading. They have them all over the French Quarter. They have them in Jackson Square. You know, you walk by the tables and you can find them anywhere you want. But it's interesting. I'd like to have it done just to see what the hell they say, you know. And then as far as the voodoo goes, it is kind of, you walk through the French Quarter on a smoky night, and you go through some of the alleys, and it's pretty cool. It's, you certainly think that there's something to it, especially if you go to a bar called Lafitte Blacksmith Shop on Bourbon. I think it's the second oldest bar in the entire nation.
What's it called again?
Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop.
Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop. All right.
Like Jean Lafitte, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a really cool bar. And you walk into that place and you kind of feel like you're back in the pirate days, and a ghost is probably going to come out of the closet somewhere in that place. But that's the whole kind of the whole mood of the French Quarter, especially when it kind of turns dark in some of those alleys that go between Jackson Square and Bourbon. And you can take a haunted history tour, you know, at night.
Yeah.
And you can go to some of the cemeteries, obviously. Everything's above ground. So it's,
what do they
it's
call really those? Cool. What do they call that when the things are above ground? What do they call that?
The tombstones?
Yeah. But they call it something special when the tombs are above ground as opposed to below ground because of...
Well, I've always just called them our cemeteries.
Yeah.
Probably...
what is it? Sanctuary? What is it called? I don't know. I'll find out. I should do my homework on that. Isn't Jim Morrison?
It's just been the cemeteries to me, the New Orleans.
Yeah. Isn't Jim Morrison buried down there? Isn't his tombstone down there?
Apparently so. I haven't seen it.
What do you call above ground cemetery? So let's just see. But he says it's gonna drive me crazy. You know, when you get older, if you don't put it down, mausoleums.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah.
I thought of mausoleums, but I was thinking that's, I don't know if they call it that, or that's more of where they put the above ground ashes and stuff. But
a mausoleum is a permanent freestanding structure designed to contain a full casket. So they range in size, but I think Jim Morrison has got a mausoleum down there, and there's several other rock and rollers. And from what I understand, there's several countries that are doing this because, you know, obviously that's part of life. You're going to die. But some of these areas that are running out of room, they're actually starting to build like mausoleum high rises. Right. They're actually putting caskets on top of caskets on top of caskets, and they're just building up because they can't build out anymore.
Like the boat storage facilities.
Yeah. Exactly. So where's your friend again? He's on the third floor, down the, you know, I just imagine, visiting those that's kind of,
well, yeah. Haven't been, a New Orleans cemetery. When you come down, you've got to go visit at least one. I mean, some of these tombs, these mausoleums look like houses. I mean, that's so extravagant. They're built of, you know, old stone. And I mean, you just be shocked at some of these things.
Yeah, I've seen some specials on them, and I know that they do tours down there. And maybe I'm thinking of something else, but are vampires relevant down there? Do you get vampires down there in New Orleans?
Oh yeah.
You're like, yeah,
all over the place.
Yeah, that's big down there, right? I knew the thing was big, but
They have a vampire tour down in the French Quarter if you want to take that one.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's probably a lot of vampires every night on Bourbon Street, but you know how it goes.
Thomas in Birmingham said that he lost his ring finger, his left ring finger. I guess it would always be on his left. His ring finger in a combine tragedy back a couple of years ago. He was a farmer. Sometimes I don't know if these are supposed to be jokes or not. He wants to know, could he be a masseuse with nine fingers?
I'm sure he can. I mean, if it was his thumb, I would think it would be kind of difficult. But the ring finger, he can get around that. He just, have to train to do it. But I would think the thumb would be pretty severe. But ring finger of all of them, I think, would probably be the best one to lose. Way to say it.
I would think that definitely the thumb, the pointer is important. I would think the pinky finger would be pretty important.
Yeah.
Because you rub it in there. But if you're going to lose two fingers, that fourth one doesn't really do a whole lot. So just just kind of lays there. And of course, it's a ring finger. It's got plenty of work to do on it.
So. Look, we're hiring. So if he gets his license, come on and see us.
Yeah, no doubt. So we're doing the show now on March 20th. And it seems like you have such a wonderful business. I didn't realize this about your business until we started doing the show. Like every holiday is perfect for massages because you got Mother's Day, you got Father's Day is coming up. You got weddings, of course, it's springtime. And then, of course, St. Patty's Day would be good to have. Valentine's Day is always big. Christmas is always big. So about this time of the year, what do you usually see come through?
Well, you know, we start the wedding season, obviously. So we start getting a lot of calls for spa party contracts, for, for weddings, bridal parties, those kind of things. But then, of course, you know, the big thing is Mother's Day in May. So, you know, we'll start kicking that up probably early next month. You start to put packages out and starting booking Mother's Day weekend stuff and that whole week, actually. So, we got into that, and then we get into graduations and, just kind of flows through. And then we hit summertime, which traditionally is a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But, it's usually still pretty good. And then, believe it or not, like we discussed before, you know, Thanksgiving shows up really quickly, and then the holidays is like, oh my God, I can't believe it's here.
Right? I know it. I was telling my kid the other day, like, we're 8 months away from being through Halloween already, which is kind of scary. You got a couple more songs. We're going to play them back to back at the end. So I want to take a couple more emails because I'm going to get through these emails. info@tonycurryradio.net. Joni in Huntsville wants to know, do you walk on people's backs? She said that she really enjoys when her husband walks on her back. Is that something you can ask to have done? Is that always been a myth? Is that something that you've ever done?
I haven't, but I mean, you can, you know, Oriental places, like, especially in Asia, it's fairly popular. We don't, you know, you'd have to have the racks, the bars above the massage table for the therapist to hold on to. That's how that works. Yeah. And you'll see some of those in some of the Asian places, but I would imagine you have to have a pretty lightweight person. I can't imagine, you know, 210 pound man walking on your back, you'd probably be crushed. But we don't do it, but it's certainly out there. I mean, I know it exists.
All right. Tom in Birmingham, this will be our last one. Tom wants to know, is there one part of the human body that seems like it's never given enough love?
Well, besides the one that's obvious.
And I'm assuming he's talking. I'm assuming he's talking about a massage, I guess. I know there's one part of my body that never gets enough love.
That was a setup question. There's no way that's a real question.
It is. But is there one part of the, well, think about it. Is it the triceps, the biceps, the back? What is it?
Yeah. We've talked about, the scalp maybe being one of them. Mm-hmm. And, it seems that people don't really think about getting scalp massage, which I think is fantastic. And then the most important is the feet, the reflexology, that you can get a whole massage just reflexology, which people don't really think about too often. But, I'm not sure if it's the most neglected part, but it's one that people don't think so often. When they think of massage, they're thinking back, they're thinking shoulders, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Fantastic. info@tonycurryradio.net. Keep those emails coming. We never get to all of them, but we do read every single one we got. The phone number is 905-7676, 905-7676. We always say, Stuart's at the shop right now. We always tell you, just go down to the shop. Even if you don't have an invite or a gift card or whatever, and just snoop through the place, take a look through it. They'll show you the rooms and everything else is fantastic. The locker rooms are wonderful. The relaxation room is fantastic. That should be a big part of your stay there at the Woodhouse Day Spa. And of course, go to birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Two more songs here. You've done Deep Purple, Kansas, Black Sabbath. Give me your final two and we'll take it to the house, my friend. What do you got?
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to do a little Black Dog by Zeppelin, and I know damn well I haven't played this song before. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.